The last thing I want to ask you about is the Oncotype DX assay that's been studied using the data from NSABP trials. Can you talk a little bit about what your take is on that and particularly what you think it means in clinical practice?
This is a really, really exciting time in breast cancer treatment and breast cancer research. We're going down avenues exploring science and methodology and therapies that not many years ago were only being thought about, physicians brainstorming about them, and they're now translating into clinical practice. It's very exciting to see that. The Oncotype DX is an exciting outcome of really important work that was done by Dr. Soon Paik, who is a pathologist, head of pathology with the NSABP, in conjunction with Genomic Health. And the wonderful thing, I think, about the outcome for me, someone who's been involved in developing trials, is that it is such an important and groundbreaking science and discovery that came about from tissue samples that women over the decades were willing to submit to tissue banks and to labs in order for this kind of work to be done. So it's very gratifying to see the outcome of that. And the results of this, of the Oncotype DX, will be that certain groups of women will be able to have an assay performed, molecular profiling basically, that will tell them whether or not they should have chemotherapy. Now, these are women who have early breast cancer, node negative breast cancer, and estrogen receptor or progesterone receptor positive cancer will be able to have an assay like this to help them make a really difficult decision about whether or not they should have chemotherapy. I think over the years, it was felt that it was better to be safe in terms of administering chemotherapy than to not, even in women who had node negative disease. But we know that these chemotherapy drugs can carry with them significant toxicity and risks. So these were hard decisions for, I think, medical oncologists as well as for patients. And the development of this type of assay, and it's going to be now incorporated into a clinical trial called the Taylor RX trial that will be coordinated by ECOG, but I believe all cooperative groups will be participating in it, will be able to, for the first time, collect data about the outcomes of using this assay. And what the assay does is look at a number of genes and, based on evaluation of these genes, come up with a recurrence score, or in other words, the likelihood of the breast cancer recurring and therefore the need to have chemotherapy or not have chemotherapy. The higher score, the more likely that the breast cancer would recur and the greater the need for chemotherapy. So women on the Taylor trial, if they have a high recurrence score, will get chemotherapy as well as hormonal therapy. And if they have a very low score, they will only get hormonal therapy. And if they have a score that falls in the middle, not low, not high, they'll be randomized to either get chemotherapy or not get chemotherapy. And I think this is such an exciting trial and will bring so much important data about the use of an assay like this, molecular profiling, to help make clinical decisions. When I think about the way that this type of assay, and I'm sure that more will be developed for more situations in the future, how that will change the conversations that oncologists and oncology nurses will have with their patients, it's really quite astounding that the more we learn about how breast cancer is behaving at the cellular level, the more that we can plan a treatment regimen that is going to be the best possible regimen for that individual patient and her cancer. And some of that's been being done over the years as we've learned more about hormone receptors and about HER2-positive breast cancer. But with each new type of assay that can be done and each new scientific discovery, we're able to optimize the therapy more and more and hopefully then reduce risks for patients. It's really a very exciting time and will be something that nurses need to really be able to understand how it works, answer questions, explain to patients. So I think that all nurses will be facing the beginning era of really being able to be comfortable with a new language, a new genetics-based language, a new targeted therapy language that they are very comfortable in, translating that language into instructions and explanations that patients can understand, whether or not they are getting an informed consent for a research trial or just explaining what's going to happen with the testing of their tumor and the therapy that will be recommended. The conversion to using these assays, of course, is something that takes some time and for, I think, investigators and nurses and patients alike to get comfortable, but we're well on our way, and it's very exciting time.